Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Going live.
Clap your hands for Angela.
With Angela Butler. The guest tonight is Public Announcement. Also, the record label CEO, Breezy Love of Illustra Records, is on. She also has Julie Norales, who is CEO of First Time Bookings, on the show. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hi, Angela.
Hi,
hello, Angela.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
You
Hi,
are more
Angela.
Than
this is Felony Davis, lead singer, Public Announcement. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's good to have you on the show. Say your name again.
I'm Felony, lead singer, Public Announcement.
Okay, who else is on the line? Anybody else?
I think the label is on and myself, Felony.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure I have Felony mm-hmm. Davis. Glenn Wright isn't on, and Ace Watkins or Mark Hay isn't on.
Right. I don't think they're on yet.
Okay, that's fine. I'll open their mic when they come on. So, welcome to the show, everyone. So, Felony Davis.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Okay, you're more than welcome. You are the brain, you're the lead singer of the show. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm the quarterback. Yes, I'm the quarterback.
You're the quarterback? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Hey.
You sound like you're trying to start something.
No, I'm not. I'm not a troublemaker.
Okay.
So,
I like trouble now. You see my name, Felony, now. I like trouble.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Is all of the group from Chicago? Is most of the group from Chicago?
Everyone's from Chicago except for Marte. He's the newest member to the group. So, yeah, he's from Cincinnati, Ohio.
He's from Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, I guess I can ask you what has the group been up to lately, Felony?
Well, we've been extremely busy for one reason only. Well, two reasons I can say: Illustra Records and First Time Bookings. They are really, really popping the whip as we speak.
Oh.
So they have absolutely. That's why we've been busy working on the new project right now. We haven't come up with a title for the record. We have a single release, which is called Such a Lady, and we're very proud of that record. It's really, really doing well for us right now. And we're just getting out amongst our demographic and our crowds and doing some performances and just trying to make people happy with this music.
Okay. Oh, that is wonderful. Are you the lead singer still on this new song? Are you the lead singer?
Yes,
absolutely. New CD?
Yes.
What was it like? I'm taking you back a little bit, but what was it like to make the CD with Ice, not the movie for Ice Cube and Mike Epps?
Oh, you're talking about the Mama Cita record?
Yes.
Is that the record you're speaking of?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that record was actually written by a gentleman by the name of Trayvon Potts. He's out of Atlanta, and he's a great guy, a great spirit. He's a great songwriter, And he just came to Chicago, and he collabed with us. Actually, we did a record with him on our first album, which was All Work, No Play, which is the It's About Time record, a few records. So we developed a nice relationship with him, and he had the relationships with the guys on the West Coast because that's where he's from, Ice Cube and Mike Epps. And he just told us, he said, man, you guys record this record, and you, if you ace it, you knock it down, I may have something for you. So he didn't tell us, you know, for a long time. We kept calling Trayvon, what's going on with Sparks? Ah, just wait. And he sent us tickets to go to see the trailer to the movie. So we went to see the trailer to the movie, and boom, lo and behold, there's our record playing in the movie. So it was just, it was an experience. It was a blessing. And, you know, we had a chance to meet those guys. And, you know, so that's just a notch under our belt, you know, say that we met some celebrities. You know what I mean?
Okay. You are a celebrity. You all are celebrities.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Celebrity.
I am.
Okay. You guys are famous. I mean, come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else just joined.
We're doing a thing. You know, we're just some humble brothers. You know, we... Yeah,
this
very
is,
thankful to be
Ace
here.
Watkins?
Yeah, this is Ace just joining in.
What's up, baby boy? What's up?
What's happening, guys?
Hey.
Welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. It's good to have you on the show. Now, you're the newest member, am I right?
Well, in a way, yes.
Isaac Marque is the newest member. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, Marque is the newest member. I was with the guys. Since the end of 99, actually. So.
Angela H. did the Mamacita boogie dance with us, so let's put it like
Okay. What is the name of their new single, Breezy?
The name of the single is Such a Lady.
Such a Lady, okay.
Such a Lady, yes. And it was inspired by Adele Givens, the comedian.
Okay, Adele Givens, okay. Ace, when will your new CD be released? What year? Is it end of this year, next year?
Well, we're looking for some time at the top of the year to actually have the release, the formal release. Right now, the song is just spinning. It's generating attention. Everybody's kind of picking up on it. So it's kind of burning through the markets, you know, from coast to coast as we speak. And just trying to, you know, generate that spark, let our fans know that we're back out, that we, you know, that we're coming, and, you know, good music is on its way. So,
good music is on its way. That's great. So you're looking at the early part of next year. Okay. How do you feel about the upcoming CD, Ace Watkins?
How do I feel about what now?
Yeah. The upcoming new CD. How do you feel about it? Do you expect? Are you going for a Grammy, American Music Awards? I mean, you know.
Well, with this new CD, it's really just an ode to the fans that have been there. You know, a lot of the women will find that this CD kind of caters to them. our previous records have been, you know, from the heart, but this one is kind of more targeted towards our women fans, towards our woman audience. Obviously, you know, we love all the accolades, but at the end of the day, those things come along with us, you know, fan and family appreciation. Once people go out and they hear the music and they live with it and it becomes part of them or the backdrop to their lives or it paints the picture to their stories, you know, the accolades will come.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Felony Davis. What TV shows have you been on or appeared on with this new single, Such a Lady?
Well, actually the new single, again, like Ace said, it's generating attention right now, just through our management, Illustra Records and our first time bookings, the record company. A lot of things are coming, you know, as we speak, you know, through such as this interview and a few other interviews and some television appearances that are about to come. So we're right now, the ball is kind of rolling, and to be honest with you, it's starting to kind of take off. So we're what you call kind of chasing the ball. You know, the record got out there and it took off. And we're like, wow, we didn't know it would happen this fast. So we get interviews and so it's a lot of stuff that our label hasn't even, you know, informed us about. You know, they're, you know, they're giving so much information. Yeah, so this is all new, and it's just taken off. And we're glad to have you a part of this whole movement, Angela, actually. Mm-hmm. So you're part of the beginning of this whole process.
Well, I feel privileged. I feel
privileged. Absolutely. We're glad to have you part of it.
Yes. Now, I hope I pronounced your name right. Julie Norales. Did I say it correctly? Julie Norales?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
That's her name right. She's offline now. I think we love Julie.
Okay. All right. So you work for Illustra Records, and you also have your own company. I believe it's called Dime Bookings.
Mm-hmm. So, Julie, I think we lost her offline.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me or no?
Oh,
okay,
I can hear you now.
Okay,
you can. Yes, okay. I'm out of New York, First Dime Booking. I'm a booking agent. It's a booking company that we out of New York and also Atlanta.
Oh, okay. All right. If someone wanted to contact you, how would they contact you? Through your website?
Yeah.
I wouldn't advise giving out a number, but a website?
Yeah, www.firsttimemusicproduction.com.
Okay. All right. That's great. That is great. It's,
and also,
it's nice.
You know, firsttimebookings@ymail.com is the email.
Okay. It's really great to have two women on this. I'm not trying to push public announcement to the side. I hope you gentlemen don't take it that way. But it's really interesting.
Not at all. Not at all. What, you know, women rule the world.
That's what Beyonce says. CNN said that about the lady that President Barack Obama put in.
Absolutely.
I heard that. That's the second time I've heard that from CNN and Beyonce, song Women Rule the World. But it's really, you know, to believe it or not, even in this day and age, with so many things going on, you would think it would be more women record labels and booking agency, but to the best of my knowledge, there aren't as many as you would think it would be. And so I congratulate you too.
Thank you. I also work with
anybody else.
Thank you. I also work, my partner is Linda Thomas. Linda, you there? No, we lost Linda.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Oh, there she goes. Say hello, Linda.
Hi, everyone. This is Linda.
It's not where I'm from, and I'm not trying to take anything away from public announcement, but where I'm from, there's not a lot of women who have their own business. There are some. Now, I'm not going to lie and say there aren't any, but there just aren't a lot. And when I come across women who are successful, as you three women, I like to kind of zero in on it a little bit and let people know. Because I'm from Northwest Florida, and there's just not a lot. Most of the women, I'm not putting them down at all. I wouldn't put another woman down verbally like that, but there's just not a lot on with their own businesses.
Well,
not
well, yeah,
in
you know what,
entertainment
Angela?
In this area where I'm from.
Hello, Angela?
Yes. I'm sorry,
yes. This is Sony speaking again. This is Sony speaking, the quarterback.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say this, and just what you're saying about our women. Well, it takes a special man to understand the skills and the worth of a woman in order to give her the opportunity, you know. So that's what public announcement is all about. Like Ace mentioned, it's our whole movement is about empowering our women. And that's why
really?
We have such a strong team with the Lustre Records and also First Dime. You know? So it's about, you know, we say, okay, we got some strong sisters here. They're going to make some moves for us, and we're going to all be successful at the end of the day. So
just
in addition to that, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's wonderful to hear that you have such confidence in your record label and the booking company and things like that. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You're not chauvinist at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
No, they're not. They're really humble, very humble. We die.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's no wonder public announcement has had such longevity. Because
absolutely.
They're humble, they're talented, obviously gifted. I just have to ask
yes, and have a lot of patience. It's hard to find men with a lot of patience, and they have it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. That's wonderful. I have a question. Are any of you, is anyone in public announcement group writing any of the lyrics to the songs?
We all actually writing this song that's currently out right now. Felony, he did a majority of the writing on this song, but the impact of the song is basically a message from all of the guys of public announcement. You know, I think Felony can elaborate a little more on that, but yeah, we all love to write and we all partake in the writing process.
Has public announcement always wrote their own songs? Played a part in it to not all of the songs, but some of the songs to their CDs?
Well, if I can answer that, this is Tony again speaking. Yeah, we're our own entity. You know, we take part in the music, the production aspect of the records, and we all write. Not meaning that we don't share the lyrics or share writing with outside writers, but just in speaking with the record that we're working on right now, we have outside record writers that's going to come in and help, you know, the record to a different place or whatever, just to give it a different movement also. But the majority of the music that public announcement has written and done, the albums, yes, we all have collaborated on our own material. And we've been pretty fortunate to be able to do that, you know, and have such good producers and such good teams to allow us, and also record labels to allow us to actually write our own material and take part in the writing and also the publishing, you know, because record companies, you know, back then when we got our first record deal, they were serious about taking your publishing, you know, and unfortunately we were kind of downsized by that, you know, because there's a lot of music that we put out, a lot of music that we wrote that has gotten a lot of airplay and a lot of publishing that we didn't share in. But that was a learning process in the beginning. And now we're older and we learned, and we're also teaching others, younger people that come along, about publishing and writers and all of that kind of mechanicals and stuff like
right.
that. So, you know, as you learn, you're supposed to share. You know, we were unfortunate, the people that brought us in didn't share these things with us. So we were unfortunate we didn't share. You know, but now we know, and we're just going to pass the torch and teach these young people that, you know, learn about your publishing and your writers and stuff like that. But, yeah, we've always written and did our own writing for ourselves. Yes, we have.
Okay, I find this refreshing because when I had did some other shows, the independent, I guess you would call them record labels, or their own entities, I guess would be the right word, they were really big on independent labels and having your own label and things, and I find this very refreshing to know that there are companies, record companies out there and booking companies who are fair and who people can go to if they're talented enough or if they're picked by these companies to have their music and be treated fair, to play their music and do their business further, you know, help them with their business and their careers and things and be treated fairly. I think that's great.
Yeah, well, one thing I can actually say about Illustra Records is, this is Felony speaking again, you know, along with our project that I'm doing with them solo. When I first actually read up on the company, it has changed names since then, but when I read up on the company and we had a chance to talk and I explained it in my situation with public announcement and, you know, what had happened to me over the years. And what was really, really refreshing was when they presented their contract and told me what they were all about in terms of being fair to artists, giving artists the opportunity to shine and also reap from your hard work. And they sent the contract, and I don't believe this, you know. And they were like, we don't share in the publishing. You know, I was like, you don't share in the publishing. I was like, wow, what label?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just kind of blown away. You know what? Let me do a little research. So I did a little research, and I was like, wow. You know, and you know, you have to take your time out, do your research, and find out what's best for you. You know, not like what's the best thing for everybody, because what works for Mike may not work for Tommy, or what works for Susie may not work for Annie. So you have to, you know, go along with what works for you. And it was just the ideal situation for me personally alone based upon what I had gone through and where I was with my life at that particular time when mm-hmm. Luster Records I met. And it was just, you know, been such a smooth ride, you know, and we've had our ups and downs, and but long story, we've come to have some really good agreements and things are moving forward, you know, and I'm happy to be able to bring my brother's public announcement into this situation as well. And things are just kind of just taking off, you know, and I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, because you said I'm the start, beginning of some of this. So I'm really excited too, and I'm grateful for Mr. Darrell Watkins too for, you know, giving me this opportunity. But what I'm going to do now is play your song. Probably,
okay.
David said he's mostly lead, not trying to, you know, put anybody out, but he said you said you were mostly the lead singer. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much. We all sing. But,
y'all,
you know,
sing, yes.
Actually,
yes, I understand.
Yeah, everybody, yes. So, but on this particular record, I'm going to give you a little history on this record, okay?
Okay.
This record originally was written for the infamous Glenn Jones.
Oh, okay.
You all remember? Yeah, this record was originally written for him. And he and I went back and forth, and, you know, I'm like, this is good music. We would talk, he has good music, but I'm trying to do this, that, and the other. So my thing was like, you know what, I'm not going to sit on a good record. I'm just not. And everybody was saying, this Such a Lady is a good record. And then when I got the okay from the guys, you know, because we have tons of music, and we just going through music, and everybody just agreed on this record, you know. And I was like, okay, I'm sold on it. So I said, you know what, guys, let's go back in. Let's put the public announcement stamp on it, and let's go with it. And that just kind of brightened the sun up. You know, it just brightened the record all the way up. So here we are, Such a Lady, public announcement. Here it is.
Okay, all right. This is the song, listeners, Such a Lady with Public Announcement at Record Company. The CEO is Breezy Love, and Illustra Records, and Julie, oh gosh, I don't want to make a fool of myself. Her name is Julie, oh, God.
No Riley.
Okay,
Norales.
I was
that's
having
right.
a little trouble with that. Thank
Julie
you for
Love.
Him. Yeah, I'm going to play this song now. The other lady.
Do it.
First time book is okay.
You are my shining star.
Now we're coming on, don't it?
Now I see you. Oh, wow. You are.
It makes you want to listen to it, don't it?
Yes, it does.
You are. Baby, you a shining star. How beautiful you are, yeah. The best I've seen by far. You got it going on. I wanna be a part of that. Your sexy love stays on my mind. Never for way we. What I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Gotta see you tonight. You such a lady. Girl, you stole my heart, but I don't give a damn.
Such a Lady by Public Announcement. That's their song, Such a Lady, their single there. We have public announcement, Breezy Love and Julie Norales and of Dime Bookings, and we have public announcement on the show, two of the members, and I'm glad to have you on the show. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful song. It's real smooth and
Yeah, that's the right word, smooth.
I like it. I don't play the songs all the way through because this is internet radio.
Right.
And all people need is a blank CD, and they can go back and put your songs on a blank CD and never pay for them. So I work hard at not doing that, playing the songs through and through. I know people have asked me, well, why don't you play the song through and through, and I tell them why.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
Yeah, internet. Yeah. So, so you guys are just starting doing TV appearances and radio shows. I guess you could say you're back on the scene. You said the CD would be out, I believe, in early 2014.
Yes.
Okay, that is great. I don't know if this is inappropriate or not, but I'm going to ask it anyway. There was a gentleman that originally, after R. Kelly left, he started, his name I believe was Mr. Earl Robinson. Yes, Earl Robinson. Why is he no longer with the group? May I ask, or is that inappropriate?
No, that's not inappropriate at all. Our whole thing is, the whole movement with public announcement, we're not, because the industry is big, but it's small. So we don't want to, hide things or say this or say that or lie about certain things. If it's something that's inappropriate, then we'll let you know. But that's not inappropriate.
Okay.
Earl decided to leave public announcement for his own personal reasons, which, we all go through certain things. And he and I started public announcement back in the day. Aside from R. Kelly, and sometimes you outgrow, or sometimes a person just decides to go in different directions about music or whatever like that. So we still talk, he and I sometimes, him and some of the guys, whatever. But at the end of the day, he decided to just kind of move on and try some other things. I'm sure from what I hear, he's producing other artists and working on some other production situations. So we're happy that he's happy. We're happy that he's doing well, and we wish him all the best, and God bless him.
Okay. That is great. Do you think public announcement, either one of you can answer this question, Felinia, either one of you, will ever work with Irvin Robinson again or R. Kelly? Do any songs or reunions or anything?
Well, Sony, again, the door is open, okay, on this end, okay?
Okay.
I can't speak for Earl. I can't speak for R. Kelly.
Oh, okay.
But the door is definitely open on this end. Earl always have a place in our hearts, and will always be family. R. Kelly, we are a different group that worked with R. Kelly. This is a totally different group that worked with R. Kelly.
Okay.
We know R. Kelly personally from Chicago, but we're not. We didn't work side by side with R. Kelly. Earl is the only one that worked with R. Kelly, but we know him, and he's a very talented brother. So if we have the opportunity to work with him, then that's all the better. Yes, we do welcome that.
Okay.
Ace, I thought Ace, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say basically the same thing to what you were saying. I mean, the door is open. It's never been a musical thing. We can definitely create and get in the studio and knock out some great songs. That door is definitely always open.
Okay, all right. So this is an entirely new group. I was not aware of that. I thank you for letting me know that.
I think you should clarify. It's not entirely new as public announcement, but entirely new from the group that R. Kelly sang with.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, briefly, let me give you a little history if we have time. Okay, Earl Robinson was with R. Kelly with the Born Into the 90s album. R. Kelly left to do 12 Play. Earl wanted to continue public announcement. Earl and I were good friends, so he called me and I brought in Ace and Marque and Euclid and Glenn, and you know, and that's when we created the public announcement aside from R. Kelly, okay? Because there
okay.
was a, there was an R. Kelly and public announcement, and then there was a public announcement without R. Kelly, which did Body Bumping and John Doe and Mamacita and all of that, you know. So that's the group that you're dealing with now.
Okay, I understand it. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Because
no, we're gonna do a tell all book.
Tell all book.
We're gonna let it ride and get these millions.
Get those millions. Okay. All right.
We're gonna have to move off the planet, right?
Right. Exactly. I think Mars got to open it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Breezy Love, I have a question. What is it like being a female CEO record company label?
Well, it's exciting for one, and because I love what I do, I just can't get enough of it. So every day it's just something new that happens for me, and different doors that open up. And then, like I was telling you earlier, that I wasn't aware that it wasn't really that many African-American females CEO of a record label, you know.
Okay.
So
I know you've heard that before, though, haven't you?
Yes, I've had several people who say that to me, and I wasn't aware of it until I was told that. And so it's an honor. It really is. We're working with a group that does public announcements. That's an honor in itself. I love it. I really do.
All right. Well, I hear some noise in the background, some crackling noises. Crackling noises is drowning out the people who are talking, but I understand that you're probably not aware of that. But public announcement felony. How does it feel as a group for all of you to be together and singing this public announcement? How does this make you feel? Because I know when I went on YouTube, you had a lot of views, and I listened to on YouTube.
Oh well, I mean, you know what, public announcement. And Ace can probably, kind of vouch for this, but a lot of people don't know that public announcement is a movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't be. I don't know. I think it's. I really don't understand it. We always talk about it. It's like, you know, there's been a lot of member changes in public announcement. You know, Euclid was in the group. He left. He went to Atlanta, and he's doing really well. We brought Ace in, but everybody that we brought into public announcement always gelled, and it was always like a spiritual bond. So Ace has come back to the group, but we always kept in touch. So it's not like we start all over. We don't start over. You know, it never stops.
Right.
So I mean, it's like we got together, and you know, so it's just a spiritual bond that we have, and the feeling is. Was in the beginning, and it's now. You know, it's like it feels like it felt when we first started. You know, so it's just I can't explain it. It's just that in group thing. But to answer your question, it really feels good to be in this position again, to have a record out into
right.
the marketplace, just kind of working and building, and people are starting to hear about the name public announcement again. And then, you know, the 90s era of music is really becoming popular again. People are looking for really good music to listen to.
Because, to be honest, the music seems to be not trying to put anybody down, because I'll talk about G-Man, and that's positive. G-Man has a new movement, and I'm not trying to interfere with this show by bringing in another entertainer and overshadow this show, but G-Man, the Bodyguard, has... been on the show, and he's the hype man for Raw Bass, and
okay.
and he's bringing back real school. So I understand that there's a need for music that does more than put people down.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely, it is. You know, so you know, so that's what we want to. You know, we've always been a part of that. You know, that 90s era of music, the real Jodeci's, the Boyz II Men, Drew Hill, 112, Jagged Edge.
Right.
You know, all of those. So we're trying to be a part right now. TNT, Tank, Genuine, and Tyrese is doing a really good job by holding it down for the 90s R&B era.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we're really thankful for those guys. We had the opportunity to perform with them this past summer. And, you know, we're just trying to be a part of that movement to bring this whole 90s, I'm not going to say 90s, but just great music.
Good music,
you know,
great music.
Yeah, good music,
yes.
Just to bring it back.
I think the general public is a little tired, and I don't know how many would actually agree, a little tired of the not putting rap down, not trying to put rap down, but they're a little tired because some of the music is insulting. I'm not going to name any particular artists or anything like that because that would be wrong and almost illegal. But it's good to have groups like you coming out and giving people something they really want to hear and thirst for.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People
Angela, they broke it down to us.
People wanting to hear really good music, really good singing, and really great talent. So that's good. And you guys are
in. Well, you know what they've done, Angela? They've broken music down to a science. They said that, and this is something that I've always known, and this is what my book is going to be about one day, that that music basically cultivates the child's brain. 60% of what a child intakes as a child has to be set to lullabies, a rhythm, or music.
Rhythm.
And if you set it to something that's harsh, or hard, then that's how that child will perceive things, life, to be harsh or hard. But if you set it to something like you maybe grew up to, you know, the songs that you or I may have grown up to, those are songs that actually have a rhythm, a vibe, a feel. And then to top it off, once you became aware of something other than that, which was lyrics, and they actually had words that meant something.
Just looking into consideration this particular generation right now, the whole generation, you know, and the kind of music that they listen to, you know, it's harsh music, and that's what we're dealing with. That's the kind of generation that we're dealing with. You know, even with the so-called good kids, and in their environments, they say the gated community, you know what I mean? They listen to the same music, and they have those same problems. So you're exactly right with that. You're exactly right with that.
Now, when you talk about gated community, you talking about closed gated community? Oh, goodness, don't bring that up. That reminds me of Mr. George Zimmerman. Oh, Lord, I'm in Florida, too.
Those are the communities that quote, unquote, our kind, our color, you know.
Okay.
That we're not acceptable to. So, but they listen to the same music. And they have the same problems, and it has nothing to do with A or B. You know, it's like you said, Ace. It's the music and it's the culture, and they, you know, it really technically it's not a game. Music is universal.
Exactly.
It has what it's going to do, whatever it's going to do, and it has in all kinds of music, and it has an effect, and people don't understand that. That music has an effect. You know, you listen to it, it works.
And so does television.
You know? Exactly.
Right. The images that you set to that music.
The music also speaks the soul,
Yes, it does speak the soul. Who said that?
Breezy.
Okay. All right. Okay, I just have one or two more questions, and then I'm going to play you some again. I'm not going to keep you here all night. Like I was saying, I think it's great what is going on with different entertainers. I like to think of it as entertainers taking responsibility for their music and for their lyrics, and I think that's a good thing. They realize this group, Public Announcement, seems to realize that they are celebrities. They are stars. And that they have a duty to the public, to the general public, the young people in particular, not my age, because I'm 43, but to the younger people in particular, to help put clean things out there, things that are going to benefit them and soothe them even, you know? And I also noticed that early in the conversation, I'm not sure which one of you said it, you said that you're trying to teach also the younger people, in particularly in music. And that's great. That's taking responsibility, and that is great. And I'm glad to know that there are men like that. So that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and groups like that. Public Announcement is a great group, and they're with a great record label, I believe. So I'm going to play your song again.
Thank you.
And I like to say this, it looks like something came from the Million Man March, but I've always known that, well, I know people are going to take this as racist, people of color, more than what the media portrayed and more than what they wanted us ourselves to believe, that we were better than that. All right. I'm going to play this song again, then I'm going to come back, and I'm also going to play a couple of commercials, then I'm going to come back, okay?
Can I? Yes?
Yes. Yes, you can say something.
I'd like to just put this out there. I don't think we talked about that, but we have a website. The website is publicannouncementmusic.com. So we're just asking all of our listeners to please go to the website and stay in tune with Public Announcement and find out when we're going to be near you in your city and partying and celebrating with you with this good music. So stay in tune with Public Announcement. Also, our fan page is DA Public Announcement fan page. DA Public Announcement fan page. So go there and, you know, like the page and, you know, ask questions, and we'll share pictures and photos. And, again, just stay in tune with Public Announcement.
All right. Okay, I'm going to play a commercial, couple of commercials, then I'm going to come back and play your music so you guys can rest, because I know you're probably tired of talking.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, tourists, photographers, transportation, hairstylists and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
For the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Exquisite Express Incorporated specializes in designing signature solutions to help attract more business. Their creative designs through their associate company, Exquisite Designs, give everyday people insight on the latest fashion, food specialties, technology gadgets, and entertainment. Exquisite Designs also provides barista services through Exquisite Barista. You know all about what they are doing in their digital and print magazine, Exquisite Fusion. Feel free to give us a call, 1-855-379-2540, 1-855-379-2540.
You are my shining star. You light up my life. Now I see.
You are such a lady. Yeah. Baby, you a child. I'm first, bro. Wonderful.
All right. You start to sing. I wanted to hear that. Everybody start to sing. But who's singing?
To make him such a jewel, make him such a queen. What can I do? Make you be mine, all those
love always. What I'm trying to say, I'm feeling you, baby. Ooh, I can't wait. Gotta see you tonight, you're such a lady.
Ow.
Okay, all right. That's beautiful. That's better than the CD. Nothing like getting a performance live. Okay, but again, I just want to say this one thing. I thank you guys, again, for realizing, you gentlemen, for realizing that you are celebrities, first of all, and that you do have a general public. And I'm not trying to downplay anything or put you down, because it just seems like the entertainers don't realize just how famous they are, and I'm glad public announcement realizes that they have a following, that they have a huge following, and that putting clean things out, or decent material out, not just words, it's not just words. And I'm, like Breezy Love said, CEO of Illustra Records, know if I pronounced that right, you owe the public something. I mean, that's the right words I'm trying to do, to help shape the minds of the young people with decent music and lyrics. And I'm glad you realize that, that you feel accountable to the people who buy your CDs and see you on TV and watch your videos, that you feel somewhat accountable that you are a celebrity, because you are celebrities and you are stars. So that's great. And I
thank you very much, Angela.
Yes. Okay, is there anything else that hasn't been covered or said? Would anybody like to put their business information out there? I wouldn't advise giving a phone number, but a website or email address.
I just want to say real quick that you can also follow Public Announcement on Twitter at DGPA_music.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else?
No, definitely. It was a great evening. Thanks for having us, Angela. We really enjoyed being on with you tonight. We definitely
and
want our fans to love that stuff.
Okay. All right. Do you have a fan page?
You guys can check us out. They can definitely check us out. The group Public Announcement. We're on Reverb Nation. DGPA. You can definitely follow us on the Twitter page. Just generally, we're online. We have a good online presence. Come check us out. Check out new music. Check out contests that we'll be having here in the future. Also, you know, if you're looking to do bookings, check us out. You can find the numbers for Illustra Records, First Time Bookings. Everything's online for you guys.
All right. Thank you. Thank the group Public Announcement for coming on the show. I thank both of the gentlemen who showed up and were talking. I thank Miss Breezy Love, the CEO of Illustra Records. I thank Julie Norales, the booking agent for Illustra Records,
Thomas.
And also the CEO of First Time Bookings, and the lady that was on with. I thank her for coming on the show. What was her name?
Linda Thomas.
I thank Ms. Linda Thomas also. And again, I thank Public Announcements for giving me an opportunity. And Mr. Darryl
Walker.
You're
welcome.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on the show. Everyone, have a good night.
All right. Good night.
You do
thank
the same.
You. Yes, ma'am. Right. All right, listeners, you've been listening to Public Announcement on Show Talk with Angela Butler. They told you where you could find them and when the time that their CD would be released and different things. So I hope you all enjoyed the interview. So I'm going to close out the interview, and I wish you all a good night and a blessed week. Have a good night.